You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to Great Table Talk.
How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm pretty good. This is a good friend of mine. We go way back. Go way, way back.
What's like 95, 93?
93, allegedly, you know, because I was born in 90. So, this is my homegirl, Ayana Collie. Hey, girl. And we have a special podcast today about traveling. You know, it's summer 18, everyone wants to travel. So, she has a great business that's called Travel Attic. Yeah. And before I even give a plug too much about your business, I want you to just tell me, what does your business provide? What is Travel Attic?
Okay, so Travel Attic is a home-based travel agency. It is owned by myself. Mm-hmm. And we provide vacation packages. We provide vacation experiences. So I can personalize any travel that you guys want to take, in addition to you booking just a hotel room for the weekend or a hotel room for a week. I can book that. I can book yachts. I can book trains, plane tickets, anything that is travel related. I can go ahead and book that. And the best part is I can earn commission off of all of that.
Well, listen, I want to know, where did you get the idea to have your own travel agency? I mean, where did this come from?
Okay, so I have a really good friend in New Orleans, mm-hmm. that she's a single mom as well. And she had just gotten laid off from corporate America. Mm-hmm. She was in corporate America. And she has a son who has autism. So we had a connection. Mm-hmm. Most mm-hmm. of you know that my child has autism as well. So we had that connection. She's a really good friend of mine, and she told me about this business opportunity. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I want to point out is that even though you may have a great job and you may have a corporate job and do well and make a lot of money, you always want to have additional streams of income.
Okay.
And a lot of those concepts were not taught to us.
That's correct.
In high school or even in college.
Yeah.
When she brought that concept to me, I jumped on it because I saw the opportunity to be wealthy.
Right. So. Mm-hmm. And let me just tell you, I for one love vacations. Mm-hmm. I mean, you take me on a weekend vacation. You can take me on a day trip. I just love, you know, just experiencing a break away from the norm. So if I can get that, certainly on a discount.
Right.
And
go ahead. I'm glad you mentioned that because this is very unlike selling a wellness product, mm-hmm. or selling a product that you have to convince someone to buy. Mm-hmm. You don't have to convince anyone to travel. Just
this
as you said,
this is
when you want to go somewhere, you're just going to go.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are traveling. So I saw the ease of this business also.
Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting. And I want to throw some shameless plugs out there.
Okay.
Because I want people to know where they can reach you. I want people to know your website, your IG, your Facebook, email, whatever. Can you give that plug? I want to make sure that we address that before I get into like
the
some
question.
Other tips.
Okay. Yeah. I can be reached on all social media. So Facebook and Instagram is at TravelAddictTA. My website is www.traveladdicta.com. Mm-hmm. My Gmail is traveladdict@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can email me. And my phone number is area code 769-218-8402. I am also on YouTube. So
there's no excuse for y'all not to get in touch with
you. You can reach me either way. You can inbox me on social media, send mm-hmm. me a text message, or email me.
Okay, there you go. Travel Attic TA. The TA is for travel agency.
Yes,
so you check that out. I asked that earlier and she got me straight. But now it's summer 18. you have some families, like I have a large family, I have three kids,
right?
You know, and at any given time, you know, if we go on a road trip, we have to get a van because everyone wants their space or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What are some traveling tips or some things, some patterns that you've seen with families that may be four or five or even five or more? What are some tips that you can say, whether it's road trips, airline, you know, mm-hmm. Let me narrow the question down. What is the best thing to do when having a road trip and planning for a family of five, a standard family of five?
Okay, so if you have a family, I can answer the original question that you were going to ask.
Okay.
So if you have a family of five, the trend now is condos or a rental house.
Mm-hmm.
I can book that as well.
Okay.
And in addition, I want to point out that I can save you money. So you're going on the sites like Expedia or Hotels.com. Most of the times I can beat that price or beat that price.
Okay.
So that is the trend that I'm seeing with large families. They're okay. getting the condos. They're able to bring their own food, bring everything in, and save money.
Okay.
And if Florida seems to be very popular right now.
You got the beach. Why not?
Yeah, the beach.
Right.
I do have some viewers that are in other states. I guess the trend for the southern United States would be Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy driving distance. The beach, if like I have some followers that's in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
so that would be the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
the East Coast
mm-hmm.
beaches, that seems to be popular as well. Disney is always popular. I do
yeah.
have a few tips for Disney though, but I can also book that van that y'all are gonna take.
Oh, yeah. So you can book transportation as well?
Yes, I can book
what?
Cars. I can book.
See, I didn't know that. It might have something new, okay?
A charter bus.
Oh,
so if you need it,
wow.
Right, so all of that. So I guess the tip that I would have if you are doing this for summer 18, that you definitely want to do a little bit of research as to where you want to stay, what type of accommodations,
mm-hmm.
because there's a difference between a two-star and a five-star.
Right.
There is a difference.
Right, right, right.
And when you contact the travel agent, we're going to ask you about your budget. The reason
mm-hmm.
why we're asking you about your budget is because we have hundreds of suppliers that we can look for the best deal for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so if you tell me that your budget is, I don't know, $100 a night,
mm-hmm.
and you're used to staying at Comfort Inns,
yeah.
I already know what to look for
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So just have a general idea of where you want to go, what type of accommodations that you want.
Okay.
And then what do you want in that area that you're looking for?
Okay.
So what type of activity?
Okay.
So what activities do you want for the kids?
Okay.
So all that helps the travel agent narrow down the search for you.
Uh-huh.
I can even book tickets. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
So if there's a concert in the area, if there's a sporting event,
wow.
I can book that as well.
Okay. So typically I'm a consumer.
Okay.
I know, and this goes with anything, but specifically about travel agencies. You said something, you touched on something that's very important. When I call you, I need to know what my budget is, right?
Correct.
I need to know generally where I want to go and what mm-hmm. I want to do.
Correct.
And you can kind of narrow it down there for me, correct?
Right.
All right. So what about those people who say, I don't need a travel agency. I can do all this myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those people, by the way. Let me just tell you something. If I can give someone commission to ease it, just like a convenience store.
Right.
Oftentimes I pay for convenience. I'm just being honest with you. My family is difficult enough. I'll pay for convenience in a minute,
mm-hmm.
except ATM fees. I don't like those. But other than that, I'll pay for a convenience. You know. Anyway. I said that.
For the people who say they don't need a travel agent and they do the work all themselves, I say that you are missing out on commissions and
mm-hmm.
that you need to become a travel agent,
right.
because you are already doing the work.
Touché. I love that. I love that.
And literally, the consumer does not pay the travel agent commissions. The commission is already built in the price.
I'm glad
so
you
when
said
you
that.
Go
Correct.
To hotel.com and you pay this wonderful price,
say it.
You are giving Hotels.com commission.
Absolutely.
Okay. When you go to Expedia,
perfect,
and you book a trip, that you are paying someone commission at Expedia.
Perfect.
So why not support a small business and pay me the commission?
Y'all better, you better say that. I love it. I love it. So, because I think that's very important, because often sometimes we overlook that, and sometimes mm-hmm. we overlook the smaller businesses that would, I like personal experience, meaning.
Right, correct.
I like to kind of, if I can look you in your eye, converse with you on the phone and have that personal level, I'm more liable to give you my business, because I don't do well with automated, mm-hmm. you know, so.
And that. You did touch on that. We do travel agents, myself included. We do have a personalized touch. I do mm-hmm. a lot, you know, it's kind of trending, like the millennials, mm-hmm. they normally just text or Facebook yeah. message you, and right. they'll send me their card through Facebook right. Messenger, like, you know, but, you know, different generations, they do like to talk Ooh, to
correct.
Somebody.
Yeah.
So that is a difference. So, one thing you did mention I want to touch on is like the affordability aspect. Mm-hmm. So, another tip that I would say, if you are going to plan for 2019 and your summer trip, you can actually put your trip on a payment plan.
Perfect.
So
yeah.
when you call a travel agent, and like you said, you discuss what you want, where you want to go, what kind of excursions, what kind of activities, you also have to have the mindset that you're going to be ready to put a deposit down.
Yeah.
Right. A deposit is typically... if it's just hotel only, it's $50 mm-hmm. per person. If it is an all-inclusive resort plus airfare, it depends where you're going, but it ranges from $140 to $190.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why you want to be deposit ready when you actually talk to a travel agent is because you are securing everything at that moment.
Right.
You're securing your plane tickets. You're mm-hmm. securing the seats that you want on that mm-hmm. plane. You're securing your resort, and I can add the excursion. So you right. are holding all of that, and you're making payments on it. So when you call, you have to make sure that you are ready,
mm-hmm.
And that you have the money right. to get the process started.
And one of the things that I noticed, even throughout the years of me traveling and taking family vacations, because I didn't properly plan ahead of time, I end up spending more money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of one of the things that I want to touch on. Because I travel so much, that proper planning, I learned this in my latter years, I mean, just some recent years, shall I say, planning is crucial. So even though do you think it's too late for someone to call you and say, I want to travel next month?
No, I don't, because there are tons of last minute deals that you can
Perfect.
Access. The only disadvantage about that is that the payment will be due in full, because payments have to be completed 45 days before travel. So if you're in that 45-day window, you have to actually pay the full amount. There's no deposit, there's no mm-hmm. down payment, all of that is mm-hmm. null and void.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the only downfall, that if you want to go to Jamaica, we can find you a great rate. I can find you a great rate.
But you have to be, have your money.
You have to have your money ready.
Right. So right now, if you want to travel this summer, if you want to call her for last minute deals,
mm-hmm.
she has those lined up for you. I mean, I didn't really want to prolong it, but this is one of the things I really love. I love travel. I love traveling on a budget, and I love vacationing, certainly, on a budget. So she's going to be, she don't know this yet, but she's going to be planning my 40th. Jamaica, my first 40th birthday party, and trip
celebration.
To Jamaica. So, it's gonna be a week long celebration. Because so thank you. Mark that down in calendar.
Okay.
So again, Ayanna Colley, Travel Addict Travel Agency, yes. Facebook, Instagram, Travel Addict TA. Email her. What's the email again?
TravelAddictTA@gmail.com.
There you go. Give her a shout out. You won't regret it. All right? This is Great Table Talk, and we out.